Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chico Walker. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brian Dayette. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Greg Maddux. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Greg Maddux. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Stan Jefferson. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Kevin Mitchell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Gibbons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Anderson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Rick Anderson. And now, play ball. Chico Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Gibbons and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel strikes out. Two outs. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Brian Dayette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dayette hits a fly ball into right field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham moves to third. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a fly ball into center field. Dayette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chico Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibbons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Gibbons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dayette. Gibbons reaches second base with a double. Rick Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson bunts towards third. Moreland fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibbons moves to third. One out. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Dayette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dayette is 0-for-1 in the game. Dayette hits a fly ball into right field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maddux picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Maddux. Teufel moves to second. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan is 0-for-1 in the game. Magadan hits a ball on the ground into left field. Palmeiro picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Palmeiro. Teufel scores. Magadan moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moreland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dunston. Magadan moves to third. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-0, Mets. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster is 0-for-1 in the game. Elster takes first base on ball 4. John Gibbons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gibbons takes first base on ball 4. Elster moves to second. Rick Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maddux fields it and throws to third for the out. Gibbons moves to second. Two outs. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunston hits a pop-up towards first. Magadan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona pinch hits for Greg Maddux. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker bunts towards first. Magadan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Trout now pitching. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Teufel takes first base on ball 4. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Teufel. The throw from Davis and he is out, Dunston applying the tag. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Magadan for the out. Two outs. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Dayette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Mitchell now pitching. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Mitchell, and towards Teufel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops it up and throws to first, with Mitchell covering, for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Moreland moves to second. Mike Martin pinch hits for Jody Davis. Mike Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops it up and throws to first, with Mitchell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Martin now catching. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Elster is called out on strikes. 2 outs. John Gibbons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gibbons is walked intentionally. John Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Brian Daett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daett is 0-for-2 in the game. Daett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0-for-2 in the game. Dunston hits a fly ball into left field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez pinch hits for Steve Trout. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Dipino now pitching. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jefferson moves to second. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Jefferson moves to third. 2 outs. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jefferson scores. It's 5-0, Mets. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mozilli hits a fly ball into left field. Palmeiro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chico Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Gibbons and he is out, Elster applying the tag. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-3 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Davis now pitching. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Elster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Gibbons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Davis. Elster moves to second. John Gibbons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Gibbons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap pinch hits for John Mitchell. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heap for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Myers now pitching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo pinch hits for Mike Martin. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo strikes out. Two outs. Brian Dayett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dayett is 0-for-3 in the game. Dayett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.